Blog Talk Radio.
Watch Tap Amy Church Gospel Radio Station. Well, we come praise Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. We have our second episode of our Gospel Mass Choir. Mass Choir is a praise and glory to God Almighty. We'll start out with our scripture, Old New Testament prayer, and we will hear our Mass Choir's praise the Lord. Old Testament comes from Deuteronomy 28, chapter 66 through 68 verse, and it reads, "And thy life shall hang in a doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, with God, and we're even. And at even thou shalt say, with God, if we're morning. For the fear of the heart thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way, whereof spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies, for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you." New Testament comes from Matthew 28, chapter 1 through 8 verse. Matthew 28, chapter 1 through 8 verse. And it reads, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary and other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said, and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. May God bless and reveal his word. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for the men that's taught upon us. We thank you for family. We thank you for guidance through the tendencies and your continued blessings. Look upon the families that are affected and passed away of COVID. Look upon those affected currently. And look upon them and have mercy. And those not affected, we thank you and praise your name for it. Lord, we thank you wake up this morning, showing in your lives, showing us all of your mouths to do. And reminding us all that we need of you, of all the blessings, knowing that as we look up to you, and you and us, all things will be blessed. In your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll start out with some of our great choirs.
Wherever I Thank you.
Amen. No greater love that God gives. Our scripture now is John 11, chapter 17 to 29 verse. John 11, chapter 17 to 29 verse. And it reads, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than two miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to confront them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to see him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would have died, not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, then though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. May God bless the readers, hear his word, and more gospel music.
Jesus, long time. blessings, Lord. For those who have lived the cause. Please don't pass me by, Lord Jesus. Because if you do, my soul, it would be lost.
Amen. That's one thing we must do. We must remember, Lord, the day that He guides us. Remember who's there for you. Amen. Well, we've had our Tuesdays of gospel music from Mass Choirs, and it's been masterfully grateful and great and glorious. Next week we'll have songs from the 90s, 80s, 90s, in 2000 and 2010s, different decades of songs. Until then, may God bless you and God keep you. And as Georgia Mass Choir is saying, have joy.
call it